Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Grant Nanny here on the Fan, no GP for the rest of the day, really all day today. Poor guys at home with the puke flu. Just me, old Randy Duye, hanging out with you guys until 6:30. Want you to kick off your future with the law firm of Condorian Murad, the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor, who can help protect your assets by updating your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Just mention G&D and score yourself a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. It's adult stuff, but you got to do it. They make it as painless as possible. Joining us now on the old BetQL guest hotline from Front Office Sports, our buddy A.J. Perez. A.J., good afternoon, man. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
Always a pleasure, my friend. So I started the show by saying how wrong I was. I was totally wrong about this. I thought this part was such a long shot it would never happen. This vote that took place yesterday on Capitol Hill, I was stunned by the results, A.J. Tell folks what happened, what went down, and kind of the significance of it.
Yeah, this is the very first time that a bill on RFK for the RFK, land usage was taken in Congress. It's something that Delegate Norton has been tried for years, and she got some allies this time. And the bill was debated very, very briefly yesterday. A couple hours later, they took a vote, and it was overwhelmingly passed. Pretty much the only opposition was from Maryland. All the representatives, except for one who didn't vote, voted against it. Virginia was more favorable, but nationwide, it was a landslide.
So what does it mean exactly? So I responded to the story and said, hey, I never thought this would happen. This is a major hurdle. This is hugely significant. And I got the usual cadre of eye roll emojis or this doesn't matter or there's still plenty left to do. I understand that nothing is over just yet, but try to quantify this for us, AJ, if you would. What does this mean big picture?
It means it's like for once D.C. will have, if this does get passed by the Senate and signed by President Biden, This gives D.C. A chance at the Commanders. You know, it doesn't have to be a stadium. Everybody's pointing out there could be commercial residential use. It's not. It'll be 30% of the land, no matter what's going to be open space parkland. But it makes D.C. a player, and the tough thing now is the Senate. Now they're Delegate Norton, who is behind this bill along with James Comer, one of the top Republicans. Who kind of pushed this bill and got this bill passed. There is no – D.C. doesn't have a senator. You know, there's nobody speaking for D.C. at the Senate, and it probably won't be for anybody from Maryland, any of the two senators there. So it's going to be – everybody who's behind this bill on the House side is trying. There is no Senate bill, so that's going to be using this bill to try to get this passed and onto the president's desk. All the while having to kind of dodge the filibuster where 60 senators have to basically agree to get a bill, a vote on a bill. But after there was more than 60% yesterday voted in favor of it on the House side. So I think there's a very, very good chance that by the end of the year, and now this could take several months, that this could land up on Biden's desk. And then D.C. is officially a player for the next Commander Stadium.
A.J. Perez with us here on G&D. So I wonder then, obviously we saw the a lot of attention being paid to, a lot of folks weren't anticipating here, A.J., and it's impossible not to link the two now, I guess, at least in my mind. Monumental Sports, Ted Leonsis and company, ultimately moving out of D.C. into Virginia. That kind of sets the backdrop. One of those subplots there was the potential wooing of the football team to kind of come back into town and maybe Leonsis feeling slighted by that, et cetera. How do those kind of things relate now when it comes to maybe urgency by D.C. to kind of have their act together?
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, we're all trying to figure out, there's less than 2 weeks left in the session in Richmond to get this funding kind of worked out for for the new home in Alexandria for the Wizards and Capitals. So it's going to be the next couple. We're going to know within a couple of weeks whether that gets pushed forward, and that does change things. You're right. I mean, it changes things for DC because if they do get the dome stadium, that can offset if they do lose, if they do lose the Wizards and Caps. That's a kind of not a bad parting gift, I guess. But I think there's a chance that DC could keep both the teams and also get the Commanders. Now, we don't know the public financing part. That's the whole part of it. There's going to be no federal funds. They put that in the bill, even though
that's included.
And the federal government does not typically fund sports venues. So we didn't, that was kind of like, I just toss that in there. But it's going to be if DC and if, the city council, everybody else, if they do get on board once, and if they do get the sway over this land for the next 99 years, that's the next part of it. It's still going to be a long process, and the ownership has kept the Commanders' ownership has kept their mouth shut so far as where they're looking outside of visiting all these top notch NFL stadiums.
So, AJ, and this is the hardest part. Obviously, nobody really knows, but do your best here. What's the timetable? Because again, I saw this as something that would be bogged down. It would never be politically convenient to do it because everybody's always trying to win points and we're always in an election cycle. There's never a timeout from that, right? From, again, I know it's the old man thing to say at the supermarket, the gridlock. But that's how it always kind of feels, right? Every four is the presidential, where every two, it's the House, and you can't afford to be seen, chumming it up with the other guy, and it's always trying to win points. The fact that this happened, again, I think is so significant, and maybe it's because I'm cynical or otherwise, and you can tell me I'm wrong, but once this domino fell, it now feels like an avalanche, or maybe I could use a better word, like a boulder rolling down the hill. There's a lot more momentum now.
Yeah, this current House, the 118th Congress, has been the least productive. This is only the 41st bill that they passed. And it's pretty amazing that it's kind of like it's something that, that helps D.C. Once the Republicans got they took over the House this session, it became, they were looking at, the city's laws and self-rule and all this other stuff. But now they want to go the other way and give the city sway over what happens on that land for nearly 100 years. It is a huge deal, and it should not face much opposition, if any, on the Senate side, and it should be signed, by Governor Biden. It's just to get it through the House, the so divided as we are as a nation, I guess, overall. It's pretty impressive. And this was all done, this is all done by a handful of House representatives, people that really gets this through. Now it goes on to the House, goes on to the Senate, and then we'll see where that, if there's a similar push, to help DC out there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
AJ Perez, front office sports with us here on G&D, who's been all over this stadium developments and some great work here talking about what happened here on Congress, in Congress rather, yesterday and kind of the future going ahead. So, AJ, now I don't know how on top of the D.C. angle you are here, but, you know, again, one of those subplots, and it's impossible for me to avoid the connections, one of the subplots of Monumental upping and leaving was maybe a potential, hard to categorize this properly because I don't know everything, but just that you see the rumors in print, a icy relationship between city council chair and the mayor. They haven't seen eye to eye on an awful lot, and I think a communication issue there. I wonder now that maybe the pilot light's been lit on this that you might see, you know, maybe some forced allyship, but where does D.C. stand now with it looks like the light turning green?
There's going to be opposition to it, especially the community leaders that, who, especially in the neighborhoods that are around RFK, which has been vacant for a few years since the DC United left. You know, it was the last team to play there, really. And DC United is not, you know, while there's more games in an MLS season, it's not NFL football. You're going to get a lot of traffic on Sundays and I guess Monday nights and Thursday nights. But 17, you know, I guess we have 8-9 times a year if you count the preseason. So, you know, there's going to be opposition there, and that's not going away. The other part of it is there are council members who are against any kind of public funding for stadiums. You know, will that be a factor? You know, things can change, and we're still pretty far away from even knowing. We don't even know any alternate locations. We basically know two. We know Maryland wants to build next to, I guess, Commander's Field. It's going to be hard to say that.
Yeah, same.
They want to build it there, and obviously RFK is the first site in D.C. We don't know in Virginia outside of the places that Dan Snyder looked at, including over here at Sterling, it could be. But, you know, this we all thought even when Snyder was still the owner, it'd be a three-jurisdiction kind of battle. That really opened up with Josh Harris and his group coming in July. You know, much more, it's much easier to work with somebody like Josh Harris than it was Dan Snyder. Totally, we all know why. I think we might get some more politicians from the other two jurisdictions kind of stepping in, you know, and saying, hey, we want it here, we want to keep it. You know, this is not done. And until this gets to the president's desk and gets signed, you know, you can't really count DC in quite yet, even though if they're after yesterday, there should be some favorable feelings towards that.
AJ Perez, front office sports with us here on G&D. So just in general, you mentioned something that I've always sort of felt strongly about in theory. I hate the idea that the public has to pay for stadiums, right? But I also am aware of that's inevitable because there's always going to be someone that wants it. Right, there's always going to be that marketplace or that municipality that goes, it makes sense for us. And in Virginia's case, thinking again about Monumental Sports, we've never had a stadium. We want one, damn it. And I want to cut a ribbon on a project, period, end of story. There's always going to be something somehow to have that happen. I wonder what the future is in terms of that. The NFL seems to be winning this tug of war, and I guess everybody that has a stadium seems to be winning this because public funds don't seem to be changing in this regard.
Yeah, it's the NFL and everybody else. Mm-hmm. The NFL, no matter what, when you look at how many billions of dollars that when you look at the two stadiums under construction right now in Nashville and up in Buffalo, you know, we saw how much money in billions of dollars committed to those two projects or close to it. It's hundreds of millions of dollars, would probably be more accurate. And we saw obviously the Super Bowl in Vegas, I was there at a stadium, they got $750 million in public funding. If you're the NFL, you can get that. You know, that Kirby train is not going away. Now, other things we're going to see with Monumental, with their project, even though having an arena is a lot more conducive to having this whole entertainment district because people are coming there more often because you got to an NBA and NHL team. So that's, you know, with the 82 days a year. So it's like, you know, plus the preseason and playoffs. It's a little more advantageous, smaller footprint. You can build more around it. You know, we're not parking as much. It's a third of the size of a football stadium as far as capacity. So there's a lot of things that, you know, that go into it. And that's why all these economic impact reports, we haven't seen any for the Commanders. We don't know where they're going yet, but we've seen some from Monumental. You know, that's, you know, they're going to take a look at it and they're going to see if it at least cancels out the money that from the taxpayer money gets canceled out by the revenues brought in through taxes and everything else. That's like the hard thing. And that's fuzzy math. And that's a lot of, I've written about this several times, I got one college professor who hates, you know, who thinks all these projects are kind of are a waste of taxpayer money. But there is that resistance here in D.C. from community members and some council members. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I don't think as a region we're going to be committing as much as Vegas or Buffalo or Nashville towards a new arena. To a new football stadium. But mm-hmm. I think there's probably going to be a decent public funding part of it for no matter where it goes.
Yeah, I tend to agree. AJ, always a pleasure, bud. Great reporting on this. Always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
There he goes. That's AJ Perez of Front Office Sports. Quick on the hang up right there. Couldn't even get him on hold. Couldn't even get him. He said, thanks for having me. And he was already touching that end button. I appreciate his time. So this got me to thinking. Again, I started the show by telling you I was wrong about this. I did not think this thing that just happened would happen. And everybody was counting on something like that happening, and they just sort of waved their hand at it and said this will work out. But so for you guys, I guess you were right. I was wrong. Whatever. I'll own that. But it got me to thinking. It got me to thinking. And I want to hear from you guys at 800-636-1067. Could you be happy if the stadium's anywhere else? There's some momentum. Uncle Mo is in this locker room right now. There's some momentum for RFK. It's twofold. One, federal government got off their tuchus and seems like they did something. Again, to the tune of 344 to 52 or whatever the hell the total vote count was. Astounding. Overwhelming support for this thing. Okay? That's number one. And number two, you might have heard about Washington, D.C. losing a couple of sports teams recently. Did you guys hear about that? Big story. There's momentum for the foosball boys to make their home in D.C. again. Not a done deal. And somebody may come along with a much better offer. I could see the state of Maryland coming in with a better offer now that Virginia is committing so much money for the Monumental folks. I could see something happening. Can you be happy with a stadium if it's not at that RFK site? 800-636-1067 is the telephone number. 800-636-1067. I want to hear from you on this front. Darris, Ryan, me, we will all weigh in, but I want to hear from you guys. It's the people show. 800-636-1067. If it's not at RFK, can you deal with that? Talk about that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.